Ireland, Poland, Ukraine at this stage as they come into the final bend and the final 50 metres. It looks like Buchim just picked Krawchuk for second place, but the clear winner there was Darragh Kerbic from Ireland.
I think for me, it's not about Olympic stuff. I think it's just trying to run as fast as I can and just try and develop year on year. I think that's kind of the problem with some of the athletes in Ireland as well. They kind of look to get to the Olympics in 2 years' time or 3 years' time. Realistically, it could be 5 or 6 years. It's not like a year's or 2 years' time kind of planning. It's got to be 5, 6, 7 years. And then, as like now, we have a strong relay team. Most of us are quite young still. We should still have quite a strong relay team with people coming through as well. And that's where we should be looking to develop, really. I'm Darragh Kerbic. I'm the national indoor 400-meter champion. I competed for Ireland at the European Indoors in Prague. I'm part of the relay panel that will hopefully qualify for the Rio Olympics next year. I run for Clonleigh Farriers. I started athletics when I was about 9, 10 years old and kind of competed the whole way through and come to the point now where I can compete at a European level and hopefully world level. At the moment, I am a student at DCU. I'm studying analytical chemistry. As a whole, DCU is a very good fit for aspiring athletes. With DCU, I had great flexibility with my course. To be honest, like when I was coming up, Brian Gregan was coming through. He's based in Dublin. David Gillick was based in Dublin for years and then went over to Loughborough. And then exploring the options, like with the facilities that are out there now, like with Abbottstown, with the Sports Council, with that indoor strip, with all the facilities out there, I don't really see there being a reason to go abroad anymore. There always is a goal. I think it's just the simple things. It's just getting to sleep early, getting the food in, just turn up to training every day. Even when you're feeling rough and don't want to be there, it's just turning up. And it's a pretty hectic week, really. We kind of double up on a Monday with weights and speed. We do a full track session Tuesday. Wednesday is kind of plyos and speed and mobility session. Thursday is a track session. Friday is a weight room. Saturday then hills, and then Sunday off, really. So it's pretty compact, but it gets tougher as the year goes on. We start doing lactic sessions, but it's fun. Like, I wouldn't be doing it otherwise, you know.
45.52 seconds for David Gillick of Ireland. A superb performance.
Yeah, we've seen David Gillick kind of competing at a world level and making a world final. Same with Paul Heshen. Paul Heshen was pushing to make that final, and to show that a local Irish boy could do that was great. It really pushed you on, really.